This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There will be an election later this year in New York City to replace Mayor Michael Bloomberg, whose third and final term is coming to a close. Bloomberg is by far the wealthiest politician in the country. He's worth about $27 billion. And the mayor claims that wealth is a political asset because it means he can't be bought. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports.
In his State of the City speech, Mayor Bloomberg offered up one reason to support his aggressive agenda before his term runs out.
The special interests and campaign donors have never had less power than they've had over the past 11 years. And this year, we're going to show them just how true that is.
There are a lot of things that the mayor has been able to do because of his immense personal wealth.
Doug Muzio is a professor at Baruch College and an expert on New York City politics.
He doesn't need to take campaign contributions. He doesn't owe anybody anything.
That, says Muzio, theoretically lets the mayor pick fights that a conventional politician might avoid. He points to the smoking ban that pit Mayor Bloomberg against bar and restaurant owners, the proposed sugary drink ban that antagonized the beverage industry, his opposition to paid sick days that upset labor. Muzio says, from one perspective, the mayor is independent.
Which, on one side, is a very positive element of the Bloomberg narrative, but the counter narrative says he doesn't have to listen to anybody.
And that makes people mad.
He finds it impossible to feel anybody else's pain.
Scott Levinson is with the Advance Group, a Democratic strategy firm. He says, yes, Bloomberg's riches mean he isn't beholden to any special interest, but one man's special interest is another man's champion.
Special interests are not alien to democracy. It's integral to democracy. Michael Bloomberg seems to miss that point.
Bloomberg has by no means won all the fights he's picked. And Kenneth Mayer, professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin, points out two of his three victories were by slim margins.
So it's not as if his wealth and ability to spend lots of money has led to absolute landslides.
Will New Yorkers ever have another mayor wealthy enough to ignore special interests or everybody? Well, last month, billionaire John Catsimatidis joined the race, but he's only worth $3 billion. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.